Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, everyone.
What is up?
We hope this podcast finds you all in the groove and selling through the semester thus far. The groove, I know it's not even my generation who says that, but you get my point. You know, it can be difficult, and we're here to help you, hopefully give you that much needed break and to give you some knowledge. So today, one of our very own Lobos asked us to cover some meal prepping and healthy snacks that can help us all get through the week. Easy, healthy, cheap, you know, the college way of doing things, right, guys?
I love it. When I was going to school, like, a couple semesters ago, it was so much easier for me to, like, prep all my stuff ahead of time and bring my little lunchbox and have snacks on the go, especially, like, in between classes, or I was always the person eating in class, because I would always be talking and walking. So then once I finally sat down, I would be able to eat. But now that being at home, I'll like open the fridge and it's full of food, but I can't find anything to snack on or to eat, or my creativity is just like gone. So this will be awesome for me to learn some more, you know, or to remind myself of some meal prepping and snack ideas.
No, for sure. I feel like we all open up our fridge and we see all the ingredients, but no food. And sometimes it's just nice to have food to grab and eat right away.
Oh, yes, I totally feel that. And if you're anything like me, I tend to plan my school schedule around being on campus. So I was planning time to go from work to class to wherever else I'm going. I planned in like a 10-minute like lunch, like snack break and stuff. But now that I'm at home, I just planned everything back to back. And I find myself not having time to like go make something like nutritious. So it's so easy to grab like a bag of chips or something that's already made, or call DoorDash or Uber Eats. So it's, I don't know, it's dangerous being working from home, because I just feel, what is there? What do I do?
Right. And then you call Uber Eats and DoorDash. I mean, I think you guys were the ones who turned me on to that, to be honest. But you're paying so much money for food that you can make at home probably in half the time of it even getting to you. And then you're paying surcharges and delivery fees. And there goes, like, I always think about it. How much do I make an hour? And how much does this meal cost? Like, this is a whole hour of work. Sometimes 3 hours of work.
It's a lot. I was telling Chris the other day, like, I wish it was harder to not order from DoorDash or Uber Eats. Like, I wish it was harder to, like, place an order. I won't mention my friend's name, but her credit card statement told her how much money she was spending on takeout food, like DoorDash and Uber Eats. And she was like, she tweeted, she's like, I'm offended. Like, I am offended with my credit card company right now. Don't tell me how much I spend.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. So real.
I know. And then I don't feel like Uber Eats, DoorDash, any of those have like any real healthy options. I don't know. Do you guys know of any healthy options? I know there's like South Lane that has like local food places and they have healthier options, but I find myself lost for finding something healthy. Is it just me?
I don't think it's just you. I feel like a lot of the food that's like quick and easy is mostly like fast food or takeout, or our wonderful New Mexican food that's filled with like cheese and fat.
No, Chick-fil-A is the one that gets me. It's my comfort food.
Really? I love Chick-fil-A market salads.
Mm. Homophobia has never tasted so good.
All right. I don't even know where to go with that, Chris. But okay. Anyway, ensuring that, you know, that you have a healthy diet, one with no fuss, maybe one with no moral or ethic issues as well, is really important, not only to your physical health, but also your mental health. Lobos, it helps you stay organized as well as keeps you full all day and content. And, you know, we need things that are going to help us. I can't stop thinking of Chris's comment. I'm sorry, guys. I can't, like, put my thoughts together. Anyway.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Let's share some tips and tricks with our Lobos, guys, in which we researched. Chris, do you want to go first?
Yes, I guess. Just no, Tiff, you are so good at like keeping me on my toes and like making sure I have all these options and I know what to do. And I think that's something that's so great about Shack Health Promotion is you have all this data right in front of you. And some of the tips that you've shared with us is just make it a part of your weekly schedule. I know when I first started like freshman year and like all this stuff happened online, you helped me come up with a really good schedule, like that planned out my entire day and all these breaks to take and stuff. And you helped me choose recipes with common ingredients to avoid food waste and to prep once a week using mason jars and to prep smoothie bags and hard boiled eggs. Those are so easy, just grab and go, and it's can't get.
Don't be like our. I love those, but don't be like our coworker. He used to eat hard-boiled eggs in the middle of our office,
and
he would just like crack open a bag of hard-boiled eggs, and he would have like a whole thing of Tabasco and salt and pepper in his lunchbox.
He'd eat like six eggs. Yeah, make sure that if you're going to eat your hard-boiled eggs, you either have them cut up with something else. Don't eat them in an enclosed area, unless it's your bedroom. I mean, you can stink up your bedroom however you want. But yeah, that's a good point, Leah.
It was so bad.
It was so, it yeah.
like a sulfur farm.
Yes.
Remember our billing revenue manager at the time would come in and be like, I think there's a leak in the sewer. And it would just be him sitting there eating his eggs.
She was like, it smells awful in here. And we're like, we know. We just share an office with him.
I could just imagine the eggs and that pungent, tangy, vinegary smell of Tabasco.
Yeah, it was not that's what, good.
That's what dreams are made of.
Nightmares, maybe. No, Chris, but those are some really good tips. And I'm so glad that you picked up those tips from us or from me and from, I know Leah meal preps a lot too. You know, when you have jars, even if you don't want to go buy mason jars, if you have pasta jars, just reuse them. Glass never deteriorates in the ground. So why not just reuse the glass jars you have? That is not only, you know, helping to avoid food waste, but also just waste in general. Prepping things like smoothie bags or prepping things like freezer bags. You just buy all the ingredients, cut it up, put them in some bags and throw them in the freezer. So on those days that you don't feel like cooking, on those days that you don't have anything that, you know, you want to make for dinner, whatever the case, all you have to do is throw one of those into a slow cooker or into a pot or whatever the case, however you're going to make them. And it's so much easier. Using the mason jar and other jars, you can do so many different things. Leah, you are an avid jar reuser. So how do you reuse your jars?
Oh yeah, I have like a jar collection. I think I've even taken a few of Chris's jars because they're cuter. And I was like, Chris, like, I really like your jar. And he's like, you can have it, Leah. I still use it. Mostly I get my jars from like marinara sauces. Mm-hmm. And you can just like soak off the label. But I like to use them for overnight oats. They're super easy. My sister doesn't like to meal prep at all, but she loves overnight oats. This was like what Chris kind of talked about. And egg muffins, you can use your cupcake pan and like place some ingredients with some eggs and like mix it up like you're making scrambled eggs and then just put it in your muffin tins and bake them. And then you have like these little egg bites for the morning. And then also, meal prep like once a week. You don't want to do it all the time and it gets kind of annoying and tedious. So if you just pick one night or one day to do it and give yourself like 2 hours, your food is going to be set for the whole week. And I was a huge fan of Lunchables as a kid, like huge fan. I think my favorite was the little nacho one where it came with like the tiny little nacho chips.
Oh, I don't remember those, but that sounds cute.
Oh, the pizza ones.
Yes. The pizza ones.
I love the pizza ones.
But you can like kind of do this as an adult too. Like they're selling these super cute bento boxes. I think at Target right now. I think I passed by them. But they're just like little boxes that you can like make snacks in or your lunch. And it has little different compartments. So you can make it fun. And like I've been doing these super easy like Asian inspired cucumbers where it's just like rice wine vinegar, sesame oil, a jalapeno, fresh garlic, salt and pepper, on top of raw cucumbers, and I'm replacing those with like my chips, and they're really easy to make, but you can do that in like a sandwich or anything to fill your little bento box to kind of make it feel like a little Lunchable. And yeah, kind of with whatever you have in the kitchen. I mean, like I said, Tiffany said, our fridges are normally full with some ingredients, like at least something you can eat. And if with a little creativity or a Google search, you can find a snack pretty easy. It's just the point of doing it.
No, that's a good point, Leah. I think, you know, just remaking your childhood snacks is a great thing. I mean, for the nachos, you can go get some like blue corn chips. You can get some shredded cheese, you know, maybe an avocado, and then you just cut it up and separate it for the whole week. And there you have some nachos. Or for Chris's pizza, you know, go get those little pita or pita breads, or go get like an English muffin with a jar of marinara, a bag of cheese, and mini pepperonis. And then there you have it for the whole week. Don't forget though to add in some veggies, you know, cut up. I always just get a bell pepper, carrots, cucumbers, beets, and sweet peas. And I just cut them all up on Sunday, put them in their own little glass jars in the fridge. So when I want a snack, all I have to do is pull out a little handful of each one of those. You can have hummus, you can have ranch, you can do spinach and artichoke dip. If you've ever been to Trader Joe's, you've seen all those dips that they have on their wall. You can use all of that. You know, string cheese is also a really good snack to have. Nuts, different fruits as well. Last night, I just got whatever fruit I had that was going bad in my refrigerator. I cut them all up and I just put like 2 tablespoons of whipping cream, mixed it, threw some nuts on top, and now I have breakfast for the rest of the week. Turkey, popcorn, hopefully not one covered in butter, but like a light popcorn. And then chocolate covered nuts, because we all need some sugar to get us through the day, at least every now and then.
Our favorite little aphrodisiac.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
I know.
Oysters, strawberries, not asparagus.
Steak. Make sure. I've heard steak is an aphrodisiac.
Really? I don't know. Leah doesn't eat any meat. I don't eat red meat. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm trying. I mean, it doesn't make me feel it makes me feel heavy, but I don't know. I don't know.
You've never tried it. Try it. It helps. Oh, God. Kristen. Oh, anyway.
I'm lost.
I don't know what this kid just has the giggles this morning. But it's easy, Lobos. Just takes a little bit of time. And maybe it takes you an hour every Sunday, but you'll have food for the whole week. Start by just doing breakfast. You know, take Leah's jar idea. Make some overnight oats for the week. Or Chris's idea of hard-boiled eggs, and cut those up and put them on some toast. It's not hard to make toast in the morning. There's multiple things that you can do in a short amount of time.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what is your favorite thing or new thing that you guys prep?
Oh, that's a good question. I was also going to just say, use Google. Google's your friend. You don't have
Pinterest.
To buy cookbooks anymore. Yeah. And just like, if you're interested, even if it's starting out once a week and you're trying one new recipe to eat throughout the week, start there. But I think my favorite is the cucumbers that I found on TikTok.
Nice.
The garlic sesame, like rice vinegar cucumbers. And I don't measure anything. And they're like spicy and delicious.
Nice.
Chris? I'm going to seem super lazy on this one, but I think after I finish using this bag, so at Smith's, they had this like bag of pre-made smoothie blends, mm-hmm. or like it's just a fruit, but it was kind of expensive and I only had like 6 smoothies. So I think I might just buy the fruit and do it myself and make like little like jars or something with the fruit in it. And then I just like to do that with some protein powder. I use plant-based protein powder because I'm lactose intolerant. And then dried peanut butter, because it's super low in calories. And then cashew milk. I just discovered cashew milk. It's like 25 calories a cup.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, and it's delicious. It's sweet and creamy and like thick, and it's like 15 calories less than almond milk.
Chris, is this what your dreams are made of? Sweet, creamy, thick.
Oh, you know, nut milk.
Maybe that'll be for next week, Lobos.
Well, that's weird. Why isn't it called nut juice? Why is it called nut milk?
I have no idea. I think that's a whole conversation for a whole other day. We'll come back to that, Chris. I'll do some research for you. Okay. Nut milk, not nut juice. My favorite thing lately has been to take the mason jars and make an upside down salad. It's like you put your dressing first and then your toppings. And at the very end is your lettuce, because then your lettuce won't get all soggy and gross.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So when you are ready to have your salad, you just flip over your mason jar into a bowl or onto a plate, and it's like you have a normal salad.
Wow.
That's awesome. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. Mind blown, guys. I was blown. My mind. I also tried that feta pasta TikTok thing last night. That was amazing.
I've tried it too. It's delicious. It's like surprisingly more tangy than I thought it was going to be, but it's really good.
Yeah, I used zucchini noodles instead of pasta, and I couldn't even tell the difference.
That sounds awesome. Well, I think that was our alarm a little bit ago, so I think we're at 15 minutes.
All right. Well, thank you, Leah, for keeping us on track.
You got it.
Lobos, please try this. Let us know. DM us on Instagram how it goes. Thank you for listening to us. Honesty with Shaq HP.
Bye.
See you later. We'll be right back.